Another installment in the adventures of Clem Snide, the private asshole. So I walk in the joint and this female hustler sits at the bar. And I think, oh God, you're pulled the looks already. I mean, it's like I see the cash before. So I don't pay her no mind at first. Then I dig she is rubbing her legs together and working her feet up behind her head. Shoves it down to give herself a douche job with a gadget sticks out of her nose. The way a body can't help but notice. Irish, half Chinese and half Negro. Addicted dehydroxyheroin. Takes a shot every 15 minutes. To which end she leaves droppers and needles sticking out all over her. The needles rust in her dry flesh, which here and there has grown completely over a joint to form a smooth green-brown rim. On the table in front of her is a samovar of tea and a 20-pound hamper of brown sugar. No one has ever seen her eat anything else. It's only just before a shot that she hears what anyone says or talks herself. Then she makes some flat, factual statement relative to her own person. My asshole is a clue. My cunt got terrible green juices. Iris is one of Benway's projects. The human body can run on sugar alone, goddammit. I'm aware that certain of my learned colleagues who attempted to belittle my genius work claim that I put vitamins and proteins into Iris's sugar clandestinely.